Hello, my name is Gobinder Singh Gill, and this latest podcast is based on the Twitter chat we had on Wednesday, 8 till 9, with Mandy Sangera, the host, and Yosa Hilli. The Twitter chat that took place that day was an interesting one. It had people and representatives from all over the world, the United States, Canada, and China. It's the most popular tweet chat within the community on a Wednesday, and I would welcome anybody listening to this podcast to join the tweet chats on a Wednesday between 8 and 9 o'clock. The Twitter chat that took place on Wednesday evening was important because it was talking about an important topic called confidence. Within that chat and this podcast now, I'm going to talk about some of the points that was raised there, discuss some of the experiences and strategies that can be used, and actually try and provide a relationship between confidence and anxiety. And whilst that relationship is normally not positive, correlated on an upward spiral, there are things that occur that impact people's confidence based on anxiety and people's self-esteem, self-belief, and self-doubt. The Twitter chat that's becoming ever so popular is based on a notable number of professionals, and that evening we had professionals from the field of education, the field of business, the field of corporate, the field of counselling, you name it, and those professionals were there in a very articulated professional manner that's probably not seen on other chats. The basis of confidence, therefore, for myself, from my practitioner point of view, falls into two separate categories. Under the term confidence is self-belief and self-doubt. Your confidence is impacted with either. If, for instance, I have self-belief I can reach a certain task, my confidence levels are likely to be much higher, versus self-doubt, where I do not believe I perhaps have the mechanics programmed in order to carry out the task. And these mechanics could be physiological, these could be psychological, it could be a mixture of both. And therefore, my confidence levels would be extremely low or lower. People, for example, may pass their driving test because they are confident that they will pass their driving test. The opposite of that are people who fail their first test, may fail their second test, may fail their third test. And that's a lot to do with confidence. Confidence is based on situational experience. It might be based on the level, and it might be based on other psychological mindset factors. In life, we go through a number of phases. These phases are akin to a roller coaster ride at Alton Towers. Sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. Sometimes we're up and we're up for a long period, and sometimes we're down and down for a long period. Factors that can contribute to these low periods include bereavement, personal relationships, work relationships, and financial matters, amongst other things. As human beings, we're programmed, and in our programming, we probably spend a lot of time thinking about negative things and less time thinking about positive things. As a practitioner, when I look at confidence, I normally look at profiling a person. And profiling can come through questionnaires, interviews, Skype chats, many forms of media in order to elicit what is going on with one individual. Looking closely at self-belief, self-belief is your ability to believe that you can carry out a certain task, as I've probably said at the start of this podcast. But self-belief has to be formed And through forming self-belief, we need to be using a number of strategies. Goal setting is a common and popular strategy where we set small goals for a longer term aim. Journal profiling is another good strategy where we utilize a journal and write, a bit like a diary, our thoughts for the day, what went well and what could be better. That journal then becomes reflective practice. Reflective practice is where we carry out actions in order to make sure we can maintain our current standards. Mirror images is another good strategy whereby you look at yourself in the mirror on waking up in the morning and maybe set your goals, but during the night you look at your mirror as well and you actually ask yourself, can I identify three positive things that I have achieved this morning and this evening as a whole over the day? People use other strategies such as imagery or interviewing themselves. For example, you sit down and you get something in your mind asking you those questions. Self-doubt is the opposite, the polar opposite, whereby you doubt whether you can achieve certain things. Through more experience and situational usage, you might be able to master that. The self-doubt can come from many forms and is relative to the family of anxiety. Anxiety comes in many forms. Two of the common ones are known to be related to cognitive and somatic. Some people suffer from one or the other. Some people will suffer from both. Somatic anxiety is the physiological heart rate pulsing too much, too quickly, sweating, butterflies, and feeling uneasy. Cognitive anxiety is about your mental mood, which could be relative to being negative, doubting yourself, believing you can't achieve something, and getting agitated. So how does confidence relate to all this? Well, the less anxious you are, the more confident you can become. And the more anxious you are, the less confident you will become. To the normal general lay person, waking up one morning and going to Asda to get their groceries may seem to be an automatic process that you do on a daily basis or weekly basis, not a problem. It doesn't really require you to think too much apart from writing your shopping list and bringing your food back home and stocking it back into your cupboards. For an anxious person, however, this could be quite a traumatic experience, and I myself have actually gone through that stage. Following bereavement of a loved one, went to a phase where anxiety and panic attacks would settle in and therefore confidence levels were shot to pieces. So for my example, I would go into Asda and as soon as I reached that building, my panic would settle in, my anxiety would settle in, and therefore I would be suffering from both somatic and cognitive anxiety, as I alluded to earlier. To overcome that, plenty of deep breathing practice took place, lots of self-reflection took place, and having the belief that whilst today I am not feeling well, tomorrow I will get better. And having made myself that promise, having believed in myself that I would do it, I overcame. And now I visit Asda to do that shop without a forethought that this time last year I was actually suffering from anxiety, I was suffering the dreaded walk, I was feeling I was shaking. So in summary, confidence is about having the ability to understand and believing that you can achieve, and the opposite scale of that is having the self-doubt, knowing you will struggle. Over time, you must practice strategies to help overcome the negative and relate it to a positive. Thank you for listening.